Welcome, everyone. This is an ongoing work. Let me just say a little bit about my work for those of you that are not familiar with it. I'm a Jungian analyst in private practice here in Chicago and Evanston. And I teach in the interface between psychology and religion and mythology. And I have been working for some time on masculine psychology. And let me just say briefly how I came into working on that. I didn't really start out to write five books in masculine psychology. I really was doing some psychological studies of the occult, trying to do some work on psychology of occultism because of some of my analysands that I was working with had been involved in the occult. So when I got into that, I started studying the archetype of initiation and the magician. And when I got into that, I started realizing that I had to understand the way that related to the archetype of the king, because during that I got involved in John Perry's work. And you all should try to get this book and read. You should try to get all of John Perry's books. The one that's really important that's not in print now is the Lord of the Four Quarters, Myths of the Royal Father, which I've been in touch with John, and I'm trying to reprint that book in my Paulist Press series on Jung and spirituality, so it'll be available to people to look at. But this one, Self and Psychotic Process, his book, Roots of Renewal and Myth and Madness, and his latest book called The Heart of History. All of them turn on his discoveries about the king, the way the king archetype appears in the psyche, particularly during healing times. That really intrigued me. This was some 15 years ago. That really intrigued me. So I began to realize if I was going to understand the magician, I was going to have to understand the way that related to the king. And then as I worked on those things and began to become more and more aware of recurrent patterns that appeared in the psyche, I began to see the way in which the warrior in the form of knights and so forth kept coming up in the same context. And gradually I began to realize that four archetypes really formed the key structure of a mature masculine psyche. Began to dawn on me that there was far more structure than I had been taught about the psyche. And I'm going to lay that out for you briefly, but in my work over the last 15 years has been trying to deepen, elaborate, clarify a lot of these deep structures in the psyche, both the masculine psyche and the feminine psyche, and in effect it has been a kind of a mapping of the psyche. So one of the things that I want to do tonight is to locate for you where you would place the king and the queen. I'm not going to lecture on the queen, but much of what I say about the king in the male psyche functions in the female psyche in a parallel way with the queen. So anyway, much of my work has been mapping inner space so that we can see the way this thing is laid out, so that we can see that contrary to the fantasies of the Freudians, particularly recent Freudians, the psyche is far more structured and the unconscious is not at all as chaotic as they would like to think. It's far more structured than they believe. You can learn to discern the structure. You can learn to recognize what space in the psyche you tend to occupy more of the time. and you can get senses about what parts of the psyche you're locked out of most of the time. And you can get some sense about, by looking at that, you can do some practical diagnostics on yourself, and you can learn ways to work on those areas where you're weakest. That's really what my work has been about in the last 15 years, and it's finally coming to some fruition. I'm very indebted to the Guarnicellis, to Maria particularly, who through Robert Bly got onto this work, and Morrow Press will be bringing out a 4-volume set on these, the King, the Warrior, the Magician, and the Lover, in the next couple of years. An introductory volume to this work will come out probably about a year from now with Harper and Row. Has yet to be finally titled, but all these things are in press. This is the first rough draft of the volume on the King, which we're going to be delving into in these coming weeks. My co-author for this work is a mythologist in the tradition of Joseph Campbell, Douglas Gillette, who some of you may know. He's helped me elaborate the deep cultural and folklore roots of all this sort of thing. But let me just jump in, and as quickly as possible, I want to do the introductory stuff, have some questions, and then we'll take a very short break. We'll come back and get into the way in which the Sacral King presents in folklore and so forth. So without any further introduction, let me just start out. It's extremely important to get a sense about the radical difference between Jung's psychology and other psychologies, including other psychoanalytic psychologies. Jung's psychology is the only psychology which really emphasizes the importance of deep structures. Now, if you're a historian, if you study the history of psychoanalysis, this is very interesting kind of thing. Because Freud himself, and particularly the early Freudians, were more interested in the what we would call today deep structures, the archaic structures of the psyche, than contemporary Freudians are. In other words, if you go back and you study Freud's work and a lot of his early colleagues, you'll find a lot more interest in what we would call archetypes. For example, Freud's work on totem and taboo, his work on Moses and monotheism, his whole rap about the importance of the universality of the Oedipal complex, that stuff parallels Jung's interest in the collective unconscious. In fact, you can think about Freud's affirmation of the universal importance of the Oedipal conflict as a form of thinking about a collective unconscious. There are places in Freud's work where he admits as much. I also think of Otto Rank's work. You may have seen his book, The Myth of the Birth of the Hero. If you haven't seen Rank's book, Otto Rank's book on the hero, you should get that and read that, because that's an early Freudian treatment of these kinds of structures in the psyche. And there are many others.